Hello there, and welcome. Yes, it is I, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech, here with yet another in the Learning to Code in Python tutorials. In this tutorial, we intend to cover a couple of things that were originally not covered in the first recordings of this series. But first, let's do a quick recap on what we touched on last time. Last time we touched on variables, the different variable types available, and we also showed you a little bit of experimentation with the print command. This time, however, first we're going to start off with introducing you to a personal coding technique of mine which I find useful. This is how to use a text editor when coding, essentially. So first of all, let's talk about text editors. Text editors are things such as Notepad, Notepad++, more uncommonly Word, WordPad, etc. Not all are suitable for coding. Word, for example, likes to try and be clever, and I really wouldn't recommend it. Notepad, in its simplest form, is probably the most basic of text editors, and the one I personally will be working with throughout these tutorials. Notepad++ is a specific coding editor. The possibilities are honestly endless. First of all, however, the first thing you may want to do, you don't have to obviously, is pause this tutorial, create a new folder in your documents called whatever you like, call it working with the tutorial, and put a simple one file in there. It is important to note that this file should be a .py extension and not a .txt extension. You can do this very simply by opening a new file, writing something in it, such as Bob, saving the file, and in the file name box put quote main.py quote and hitting enter, and that'll save it nicely. Then you can clear whatever you've written and save it as an empty file. My reason for doing this will become clear in a moment. In this tutorial, we are now going to talk about what it means to work with a tabbed programming language. Python is a tabbed programming language. In my personal experience, there are two types of programming language, of which I have yet to discover a name other than one is called tabbed. C, for example, uses a programming style where everything is enclosed in braces. To declare a function in the C language, you would do something like, for example, void main, left brace, code, right brace. That's not entirely accurate, but it gives you the right idea. I was never a great C programmer myself. Whereas in Python, to declare a function, you would do def space main colon new line indent Python code, job done. There's no end statement. This sounds a little bit complicated, but it really isn't, and it actually helps keep track of code a lot easier, as it allows you to see where things align up with each other. This will become a lot clearer later on, but it's important here as we're going to start touching on it a little bit in our next topic. The main topic of this specific episode, however, is the if statement. The if statement is a built-in function of Python. We will touch on what a built-in function is later on. For now, simply know it is a built-in function. To that end, we call functions using a left bracket and a right bracket. And that's parentheses, sorry, not brackets, parentheses. You've seen this earlier with the print statement. The print statement is a built-in function. So let's just very quickly, if you have the command line loaded up, let's just use print left paren, quote, hello, quote, right paren. As you can see, the print is the name of the built-in function. The parens contain arguments, which in this case are hello. Arguments literally tell the function what to do, pretty much. If is another one of these, and this is why I suggest you do this in a file. If you're doing it in a file, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to quickly tell you how to run a Python file. There are two ways. Obviously, you can just click on it, but the perhaps better way, in my opinion, is to load up your command line with the Windows plus R, then CMD, or the terminal in Mac. Then you must go to the directory where your file is stored. So in our example, we will type CMD, bring up the command line, CD documents, like I spoke about in tutorial 1, and then CD tutorials, which is the name of the folder I chose. We will now be in the correct directory, and to run a Python file we simply type the word Python space and the name of the file plus its extension. So for our example, Python space main.py will run the file. So back to our original topic, the if statement. First of all, before we do that, let's define a variable. We will call this number equals 1. So what are we going to do with this? Well, first of all, let's write a very simple if statement. If, left parenthesis, number greater than 1, right parenthesis, colon. What have we written here? We've written if, which is the name of the built-in, left parenthesis, so we're now passing arguments to that built-in function, number greater than sign 1. This means number greater than 1. If this is correct, continue doing this. We are essentially telling Python, if the value of number is greater than 1, do whatever comes next. And the way Python knows this is as follows. We close that with a right parenthesis and a colon, by the way. Hit enter. And this is where Python knows what we want it to do, as we're now going to do a space, or you may prefer to do a tab on a new line. I'm going to use spaces in this example, and we are simply going to write print, left parenthesis, quote, hello, quote, right parenthesis, hit enter, and then if you're in the terminal, hit enter again. If not, save the file at this point. If you're in the terminal and have hit enter, you will see that nothing has happened. If not, if you're in a file, please run the file now, type python main.py, you will see nothing has happened. Why? This is because, of course, number equals 1 and is not greater than 1. So how do we write in Python if number equals 1? Because if we just write if number equals 1, Python will get a little bit confused, because we know number equals 1 will assign the value 1 to the variable number. The way we do this is simple. We use two equal signs. Let's do that now. If, left parenthesis, number equals equals 1, right parenthesis, colon, new line, space, print, left paren, quote, hello, quote, right paren. And two enters, we get hello. Or if you'd like to run that file right now, you will see you get hello. And this is why running in a file becomes very useful in the next instance. We're now going to introduce another element into this if statement. This is called else. So, let's write out the first bit. If, left parenthesis, number equals equals 1, right parenthesis, colon, space, print, left parent, quote, hello, quote, right parent. Now, without any spaces, we will write else, just the word ELSE, colon, and hit enter. And this is where it becomes important. By giving that the same amount of indentation as the if statement, i.e. zero spaces, Python now knows that that else keyword refers to that specific if statement. If this was a list of if statements, for example, if we had if number equals equals 1, then on a new line indented if number equals equals 2, actually no, that doesn't make sense. Okay, let me rephrase that. If we had if number greater than 1, and then on a new line if number equals equals 2, Python needs to know what our else refers to, and in that instance, by using the indentation, Python will know. So let's just recap what we've got here. We've got no indentation, if number equals equals 1, a space of indentation, print hello, no indentation, else, and then we're going to write space, print, goodbye, in quotes, obviously, right parenthesis. We're going to run that, and obviously because number equals 1, it prints hello. However, if you are running this in a file, you may want to change number to equal 2 and run the script again, and you will see the result equals goodbye. We're going to introduce a final element to this if statement now, which is called ELIF. That's E-L-I-F. This literally translates to else if, and it might go something like this. If I was giving you an instruction, for example, I might tell you, if number is 1, do this, else if the number is 2, do this, else if the number is 3, do this, if it's none of these, don't do anything, don't bother. And that's what we're going to tell Python now. We are going to write if left paren number equals equals 1, right paren colon, indent print left paren quote hello, with the quote in the right paren, elif, and this takes the same format as the if statement. It's simply elif, left parenthesis, number equals equals 2, right parenthesis colon, space, print, goodbye. And then, with no indentation, we're going to say else, colon, print, oops, quote right paren. Now, if you'd like to run that, you will see that the ending result, because number is 1, is hello. However, if you set it to 2, then the result is goodbye, and if you set it to anything else but 1 or 2, the result is oops. Where might this come in useful then? Here's a very good example, which we will use now. We will type score equals 10. Now then, if score, now remember, if left parenthesis score greater than 10, right parenthesis colon, new line, space, print, woohoo, great score. Nice. Now, no indentation, elif, score less than 5, right parenthesis colon, print, what game are you playing? And then finally, else, print, that's decent, I suppose. And why is the else statement important here? Very simply put, we've got if the score's greater than 10, we've got if the score's less than 5, but what if I've got a score that's 8, or exactly 10, for that matter? That's where the else statement comes in. And if we run that, we get, that's decent, I suppose. I think 10 is a very good score personally, but that's just me. Many things can be put into an if statement, but the fundamental ones you'll want to know is equals equals, which means is the same as, greater than equals, which means greater than or equal to, greater than, obvious, less than, greater than, sorry, less than, which is obvious, or less than and equal to, which is less than and equals. Let's put that into practice right now. If left parenthesis score equals equals 10, right parenthesis colon, print, you got 10. Great. Elif, left parenthesis, score greater than 10, print, nice. Elif, score less than 5, print, that's rubbish. What are you doing? Elif, score greater than or equal. This is not going to work slightly, but just for the argument's sake here, just for argument's sake, if score greater than or equal to 5, right parenthesis, print, okay. Elif, score less than or equal to 8, print, not bad. And then finally, because we have left out the number 9, else, print, meh. Now, it does work, as a statement goes, and it will run quite nicely. But the thing that made me pause just then was because we have statements that conflict with each other a little bit. In the fact that the score, if greater than or equal to 5, could also be greater than 10. You want to try and avoid that, and this is the final thing we will cover in today's tutorial. The and or sequences, as it were. There is a name for them, and I have forgotten them. As you can tell, I've run out of music, so I'm going to run through this as quick as I can. Simply put, the and the or allow you to define extra things in an if statement. They obviously work in elif as well. But here's a very good example. If left parenthesis score equals equals 10, or score equals equals 11, right parenthesis colon. Now you simply write the word or, so I've got in front of me, if left parenthesis score equals equals 10, space or, space, score equals equals 11, print, nice. And we run that, score is 10, so we get nice. The other one, of course, is and this is where it could come in very useful. Here we go. If left parenthesis score greater than or equal to 8, and score less than or equal to 11, print nice. Elif score greater than 10, and score greater than 8. This is obviously unnecessary, but it gives you a good example. And then print good. Obviously unnecessary, but it gives you some prime examples of how to use these. We will be using these a lot more in our game tutorials coming up after episode 6, but I hope these have given you some ideas. As I said earlier, the music has now run out, so I am going to wrap this up very quickly now by saying I know it's been a little bit rushed, but I really hope you have enjoyed and understood this. We will go over it a little bit more in the next episode, and thank you very much for listening. This has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech. Thank you very much.